Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The DH, Don Money. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob McClure. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski strikes out. One out. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Money moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClure fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to second. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. LaFleur steals third. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 2 in the game. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Luzinski moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Luzinski tags and scores. Pachioruk tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pete Ladd now pitching. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gantner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Money reaches second base with a double. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on LaFleur. Gantner goes all the way around to score. Molitor moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Salome Barojas now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp is walked intentionally. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Luzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barojas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cooper moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Barojas. Cooper moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Cooper scores. Simmons scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Money takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Money moves to third. Chico Escarraga now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pachyorek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.